Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 83 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. Moorhead State University is among hundreds of higher education institutions in the U.S. facing a pandemic-related lawsuit. Meanwhile, some colleges and universities will require a vaccine for students, faculty, and staff. Kentuckians still need a mask to get their hair cut. The eviction moratorium soon expires. Mental health professionals may begin responding to 911 calls. The Kentucky State Fair is a go this year with adherence to CDC guidelines. In sports, Moorhead State has a new assistant rifle coach. A 30% chance of showers in the early morning hours tonight with a low around 64. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Universities across the country are facing lawsuits from students claiming the education and experience they received was not what they were promised once pandemic protocols were put in place. Now, all eight of Kentucky's public universities, including Moorhead State University, are facing similar cases. The class action lawsuits claim the schools unlawfully kept tuition, mandatory fees, and other monies paid for services related to the spring 2020 semester that were not provided, saying the actions are a breach of contract. Andre Regard is a lawyer and owner of Regard Law Group, the firm representing plaintiffs from each of Kentucky's public institutions.
Just because we had this extraordinary circumstance, that doesn't exclude performance. And if you do exclude performance, then you have to return money. So we just believe it's unjust that the entire financial burden of this COVID pandemic as it relates to universities, the financial burden in its entirety was placed on the shoulders of the student.
A report from Inside Higher Ed says over 300 similar cases have been filed in the United States, with judges dismissing many of them, finding them to be without merit or failing to state a legitimate legal claim. However, many of those cases involved accusations of educational malpractice, which Regard's cases do not allege. At least two colleges have settled lawsuits for millions of dollars. Hundreds of colleges and universities across the country are requiring the COVID vaccine for students, faculty, and staff for the fall semester. As of now, many Kentucky universities are strongly recommending people get the vaccine, but not mandating it. University of Louisville Provost Lori Gonzalez tells Wave 3, U of L is encouraging students, faculty, and staff to get the COVID vaccine, but as of now, it's not mandatory in order to return to campus for the fall semester.
We will again strongly encourage people to mask if they're not vaccinated and strongly encourage them to get the vaccine. But, you know, we'll have a population of people who can never get the vaccine because of some sort of underlying health issue.
Others in Kentucky, like Berea College and Simmons College, are requiring everyone to get the COVID vaccine for the fall semester. While keeping masks off in some places will soon be the case, barbershops and hair salons in the Commonwealth, masks are still a must. Under current guidance, mask wearing and 6 feet of social distancing must be enforced. Operations must also run at 50% capacity. Elevate Salon and Spa owner Donna Carrier tells Wave News fines for salons and barbershops not following guidelines could be up to $3,500 per person.
As a business owner, it's really important for me to be compliant with state board regulations because there are, you know, a lot of fines that come with that.
According to the Kentucky Board of Cosmetology, restrictions will not be lifted until the state and health leaders deem those types of services as no risk. An upcoming end to the federal and state eviction moratorium could leave many people who have homes right now wondering where to live. The moratorium is set to expire on June 30th. Central Kentucky Housing and Homeless Initiative member Richard Maloney tells WKYT the initiative is helping renters in and out of Lexington.
With the help of the federal government, we were able to get a lot of money, over $20 million to Lexington, that helped people pay their rent where they missed for the last 12 months. On top, getting caught up, they get another 3 months of money that helped them be prepared to go when they come out of this, they will be in a better way of setting themselves up.
The state's Healthy at Home Eviction Relief Fund website can be found at teamkyhherf.ky.gov. Researchers have started developing a plan to incorporate mental health professionals and social workers into certain 911 calls. When someone is in a moment of crisis and calls 911, police are not always equipped with the tools they need in mental health situations because no one is breaking the law. Jessica Eckhoff is a psychiatric nurse practitioner and owner of Sage Mental Health. She tells Wave 3 she worked inside a women's prison in the past.
And many of those women are there because of issues that they had that really required more of a mental health intervention than a criminal, you know, past.
The Spalding University School of Social Work will organize focus groups and community surveys as the program gets underway. Planners are envisioning a Kentucky State Fair with no restrictions but an adherence to the current health and safety guidelines. WUKY's Josh James has details.
In 2020, the fair was a shadow of its usual self, with only participators allowed in and the general public kept out. But in 2021, with COVID-19 mandates expiring, Kentucky Venues President David Beck says visitors can largely expect a return to normal.
We're planning for a regular fair as it was pre-COVID. But if something were to change, if we saw an increase in numbers, something happens, then we'll modify that particular area that could be impacted. It might be the number of people in a wing. It might be the width of the aisles. It might be social distancing.
Beck said the fair will also work with participating groups that want to add extra safety measures on top of the guidelines that are in place at the time. The event runs from August 19th through the 29th. Tickets go on sale in July. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, locally made crafts, education materials, and yarn shop, a community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop are open Monday through Saturday, online Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Two of the five finalists vying to become Fayette County's next superintendent took questions from the community in an hour-long online forum Wednesday night. Both candidates gave their takes on topics spanning diversity and equality. Both candidates gave their takes on topics spanning diversity and equity, vaccine and mask mandates, and ways to transform education to meet new challenges while keeping high expectations in place. Candidate Dr. Tawana Grover is currently a superintendent in Nebraska. She says the pandemic highlighted both students' reliance on in-person connections and some benefits of the virtual approach.
Now that we have technology, it definitely gives us an opportunity to be innovative and to think about the ways in which we can support our students if there is a barrier to their attendance.
The three remaining candidates will take questions this afternoon. An in-person meet and greet with all of the finalists is set for June 2nd. The change to regional testing sites for driver's licenses has some Kentucky officials concerned about the burden it will place on residents. As of June 1st, Kentucky State Police will begin offering testing services at Kentucky Transportation Cabinet regional offices. By next summer, Kentuckians will no longer be able to obtain licenses, permits, or IDs at county circuit clerk's offices. Letcher Circuit Clerk Michael Watts tells WYMT residents of his county and others could have to travel up to 90 minutes one way to access critical services.
It's going to be a hardship on just the everyday citizens. We're lobbying our legislators to try to get them to make the transportation cabinet or urge them to realize what a inconvenience and a hardship it's going to be.
Regional offices serving eastern Kentucky will be located in Catlettsburg, Jackson, Columbia, Lexington, Moorhead, Richmond, and Prestonsburg. The Lexington Opera House announced its 21-22 season lineup after a year of being closed. The Opera House will be hosting 5 musicals and 2 variety shows, including Waitress, Hairspray, and An American in Paris. The Opera House's performing arts director, Luann Franklin, tells WKYT it was heartbreaking when the theater had to be closed down last year, but they're eager to be back open.
We had a show coming up in March, An American in Paris, that had to be canceled.
Season tickets are now available for purchase on the Opera House website. The 9th Annual Recovery Fest will be held this weekend at Ashland Central Park. WMKY's Ethan Jenkins has the story.
The festival, set for Saturday from noon to 9 p.m. and Sunday from noon to 6 p.m., will include musical acts such as Creek Don't Rise, Jesse Spears, Bad Karma, and Monarchs to Oblivion. The event will also include speeches from prominent members of the community, such as State Senator Robin Webb, State Representative Scott Sharp, and Ashland Mayor Matthew Perkins. Organizer Rob Oldham says there will be $2,000 in door prizes. Oldham tells the Daily Independent the festival isn't just about celebrating the healing from addiction, but for people to accept one another for who they are. For WMKY News, I'm Ethan Jenkins.
Kentucky State Police are searching a property in Olive Hill owned by the father of a missing 3-month-old baby. WSAZ reports KSP has joined West Virginia and national law enforcement agencies in the search for Angel Overstreet, who was last seen May 8th. There is no evidence of foul play, but police say they fear for the child's safety. The baby's father, Shannon Overstreet, was questioned Monday about the whereabouts of his child after Huntington police were contacted by West Virginia Child Protective Services. Overstreet was taken into custody on 2 unrelated warrants for battery and is being held in the Western Regional Jail. Anyone with information about the child's whereabouts are asked to call police. Taking a quick look at sports this afternoon, Trina Kane has been added as a volunteer coach for the Morehead State Rifle Team. WMKY's Ethan Jenkins has more.
8-time All-American and former Olympian Kane will be joining the rifle program, bringing a wide depth of experience from her accomplished shooting career. She played a major role on her college team at Xavier, contributing to NCAA team trophies all 4 years. Following her collegiate career, she coached the Optimist Acorns Junior Rifle Club of Fairfax, Virginia from 2005 to 2018. The Acorns produced collegiate athletes during her tenure, including many that went on to international competition and the Olympics. Kane is also a USA Shooting Level 3 Advanced Certified Rifle Coach and is a member of the National Coach Development Staff. Kane has a bachelor's degree in international affairs and Spanish from Xavier and a master's degree in German and European studies from Georgetown University. For WMKY News, I'm Ethan Jenkins.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tonight, a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 5 a.m., partly cloudy skies with a low around 64. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely with a high near 77. Friday night, showers likely and a possible thunderstorm with a low around 49. Saturday, a 30% chance of showers, mainly in the morning hours. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a high near 57. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Carrie Stambo, Cassie Stearman, Jonathan Burton, Ethan Jenkins, Shamari Mosley, Keneally Roberts, Wiley Tanner, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY, Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.